The views expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of Lexington Community Radio or its board of directors. The views expressed are solely those of the programmers.
You are listening to Off the Cuff. Now, here's your host, Adam Banks.
Welcome everybody to Off the Cuff. I am Adam Banks coming at you live from Lexington, Kentucky. Thank you for listening to the show and thank you for tuning in to WLXU 93.9 FM. In addition to listening on the radio, you can check out our Facebook live stream at Off the Cuff with Adam Banks, or you can stream the show from the station website at radiolex.us. And when you do that, you can listen to the show from anywhere in the entire world, folks. I am broadcasting from the Deborah Hensley Studios here at Radio Lex on North Limestone. It is November the 9th, 2023, 4:01 to be exact. We are live and in color. Thank you once again for tuning in to another episode. It's feeling pretty good outside just to be November, 68 degrees. I know people on the show thread are saying they're watching from different states. One person said they're in Missouri and the weather is like almost in the 80s. That is, I am jealous of that, but you know what? I'll take it. No, North Carolina said that. So I am confused on everybody or where they listen to nowadays, because Off the Cuff is just expanding so much. We have expanded outside of the Lexington area, and I am thrilled for that. It's been a great day so far for me. I got up early this morning, went to the Red Mile, because now, I guess you guys know, in Kentucky, we can place bets on sports. I still like going to the sports book. Always fun. And I saw something that made me start thinking about other things. And one of the things that I'm talking about is when I went to the Red Mile, I seen a vending machine. And the vending machine had cigarettes in it. And I remember when I was just a kid that they used to be cigarette vending machines in public. It didn't have to be in a casino where you had to be 21 years old to get in. So therefore, if you're in the casino, you are more than likely going to see a cigarette vending machine because you can buy it. But when I was a kid, they used to put those things, those cigarette vending machines, in public areas where a regular kid, 7, 8 years old, could go up to the vending machine and get cigarettes. I know that I'm not crazy. I know there's people out there. And if you are listening, call in, say it on the show thread. I know I'm not crazy. Do you remember vending machines with cigarettes in them? And they were in public areas where you didn't have to be 21 to be in that public area. And that made me start thinking of a chain of events. And it made me start thinking of things that used to be legal that are now illegal. Because back in the day, you could put cigarette vending machines in public areas, but now you can't do that. It's illegal. So it made me start thinking of a ton of things that used to be legal that are now illegal, and that being one of them. What about the fact that you could used to, back in the day, send your kid into a store to buy your tobacco products for you? I don't know if that was just a hometown thing because of where I'm from, and it's a small town, but I remember a lot of kids going in and buying their mommy and daddy's cigarettes for them. Nowadays, there is no way you could get away with that. The laws on alcohol sales and tobacco sales have become so strict, and they have really tightened down on those. You really don't see kids going and asking for cigarettes for mommy and daddy. But it used to be something that used to be legal. What about the fact that you could used to smoke in school? I remember my parents talking about something called a smoking section. Now, most schools today have smoking sections, but they're not legal. They're not designated smoking sections. But back when my parents went to school, there was designated smoking areas for the high school students to go out and smoke. Isn't that wild to think about? But there are a ton of things that used to be legal that are illegal today, and it's not just dealing with cigarettes. Did you know that you used to could buy dynamite in hardware stores? So if you wanted to go and buy your own stick of dynamite, you used to be able to do that. Nowadays, it's illegal. What about the fact that public executions are now illegal. Back in the day, they used to be legal. I get why people want to go and watch a public execution. I understand that because if you really had, let's say that this person killed one of your family members, I could see why you would want to go watch them die. And maybe that would give you some form of justice. I get it. But then again, I don't get it. I don't know how making or going to a public execution helps the fact that or helps you cope. But it may. I don't know. I've never been in that situation. But nowadays, they've just done away with public executions. You really can't do that anymore. Used to be illegal, but now, or it used to be legal, but now it is illegal. Let's see what else. You used to be able to smoke. We're back to smoking now. You used to be able to smoke indoors. Nowadays, you can't do that. Think about all the places you used to be able to smoke. Airplanes, basketball games. Those two places alone just blows my mind to even think about. Could you imagine being at Rupp Arena and watching a basketball game, smoking a cigarette? A arena full of people, including athletes, having to deal with your secondhand smoke. And it's not just you. I'm sure there was others smoking too. More people smoking than not smoking back in the day. But imagine that. An airplane. I can think of a million reasons why you shouldn't smoke on an airplane, but you used to be able to do so. So many places you used to could just light up a cigarette. Now, I'm not going to lie. How cool would it be if I could light up a cigarette on the air and smoke on the air? Back in the day, completely legal. You could do that. Nowadays, you couldn't, or nowadays you can't because you cannot smoke in public places. Chad says on the show third, I remember my mom sending me into a gas station one time to buy Marlboro Reds for my dad. And Chad, correct me if I'm wrong, you were allowed to buy those cigarettes. They would just let you do that. It is hilarious. What about the fact that back in high school, if you were in the rifle club, you used to could bring your rifle to school and just stick it right in your locker? So think about how many kids had 22s in their lockers back in the day. Nowadays, don't even think about bringing a gun to a public school. What about riding around town in the back of a pickup truck? Now, being from Kentucky, I would be lying if I said I've never done that. But you know what? Back in the day, it was completely legal to do that. There was some law changes that's happened over the last 20 years that made that illegal, and I can see why. There's no seat belts back there. You could easily fly out of the truck. You could easily get rear-ended. The truck could flip over. There's a thousand reasons I can think of why it's not a good idea to ride in the back of a pickup truck, but it doesn't matter. Back in the day, you used to could do that, and I love it when I still see it today, when I still see people riding in the back of a pickup truck. It reminds me of home so much, and I love that so much. But it used to be legal, and it's now illegal. And I'm all for riding in the back of a pickup truck. To think that a lot of us are still alive is something, too. Drinking and driving. Yes, it used to be legal to drink and drive. The first state to adopt a law against drinking and driving was New York in 1910. Could you imagine if drinking and driving was still legal? How many people would get out on the road thinking they were okay to drive, but they really wasn't? A lot of people. Not wearing a seatbelt used to not be illegal. It used to be something that you could get away with. As a matter of fact, people used to make fun of you for wearing your seatbelt. Nowadays, you have to wear a seatbelt. It is a law. As a matter of fact, if you get pulled over in Kentucky, you'll get a $25 ticket on top of that $185 court cost. I don't know personally. I just know from a friend. Wink, wink. Let's see. There are more things that used to be legal that are now illegal. What about the fact that we used to own humans? That blows my mind. That was called slavery, where people would own human beings. Nowadays, you can't do that. Thanks to the United States, back in Abraham Lincoln's day as president, he totally went out against slavery and freed all the slaves. So it was passed by the Congress in January of 1865 and was ratified on December 6th, 1865. The 13th Amendment is what abolished slavery in the United States. So think about this, though. Back in the day, that was completely legal, but now it's illegal. And there are a ton of things that are illegal or that used to be legal that are now illegal today. One thing is child labor laws. They've changed over the years. Children may work between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. between June 1st and Labor Day. The minor may work as late as 9 p.m. Minors under 16 years of age may not be employed during regular school hours. Back in the day, you could put a child to work and they would work as many hours as you wanted them to. Marital rape. There was no such thing as raping your married partner back in the day. Can you believe that? There was no such thing. It says here, marital rape, a form of partner rape of domestic violence and sexual abuse by a spouse, is illegal now in all 50 states, though the details of the offense vary by state. Prior to the 1970s, marital rape was legal in every U.S. state. They thought, oh, there's no such thing as raping your husband. There's no such thing as raping your wife. Are you insane? You can rape your husband and wife the same way you can rape a stranger. It can happen, but back in the day, there was no laws against it. There was no laws against that. If you got raped by your husband or your wife back in the day, prior to the 70s, oh well. But now, thank God, laws have changed, and you can report that if that ever happens. Pollution. Back in the day, we didn't care about pollution. There was really no such thing as any laws against pollution. People used to change the oil on their car and dump it down storm drains or pour it into a hole in the ground. Old bottles of pills got thrown in the trash. So much aerosol hairspray. Commercially, think about all the pollution we used to do commercially. We would dump so much chemical waste into the rivers that the rivers would start catching fire and it started burning through our ozone layer. Think about that. We finally buckled down with laws against polluting. You can't litter anymore. I really think you're a bad human being if you throw your trash out the car window. You are living in a world full of other people. It's not your world and everybody else is living in it. I'm sorry to break it to you. We are living in a society. So if you're littering, you are just spitting on the face of everybody that lives in society. Another thing back in the day that used to be legal, that is now legal today, is crossing the border. Back in the day, you were allowed to just cross the border. There was really no immigration control, no immigration laws. Immigration controls is kind of a new thing. Before we had extensive public services, nations didn't bother with border control. There was really just no such thing about that at all. Stacy says on the show thread, I still don't wear a seatbelt, but I also have to pay tickets. Well, there's also laws against that. Elaine says on the show thread, you used to be able to smoke in hospitals. Yes! That's another place that just blows my mind. You used to be able to smoke on the surgery floor, smoke on the newborn floor, where there was a floor full of newborn babies. You could just light up a cigarette, enjoy your stove, and watch the beauty of the babies just in their baskets. Can you believe that? Thank God somebody smartened up and said, you know what? This smoke in the room with all these oxygen tanks and all this gas and this thing they call secondhand smoke is probably a bad thing. So thank God we were smartened up a little bit and a lot of these laws have changed. But that's what we call evolution, folks. Things evolve, things change over time, and things that used to be legal are now illegal. And a lot of them, for the most part, it's a good thing that they have changed. But folks, we have a great show ahead of you today. You are listening to Off the Cuff with Adam Banks right here on WLXU 93.9 FM. We will be back after these words. Stick with us. Everybody to Off the Cuff. Adam Banks here with you. We were talking about on the last segment things that used to be legal that are now illegal. Wade says on the show thread that he used to smoke while teaching in the classroom. That is hilarious. That would be another cool thing to see your professors just smoking as they taught physics or the Pythagorean theory. They're up there having a cigarette. It is so funny to think about how things have changed. People are saying that you could smoke on a Greyhound bus. Yes, Donnie Joe, I remember on public transportation, you could do that. The heck with everybody else's lungs, right? Nobody really cared about that. Some people are saying on the show thread they remember when you could talk on the cell phone while driving. Yeah, depending on what state you're in, you can still do that, but a lot of it has changed. Folks, here in the great state of Kentucky, last Tuesday, we had our 2023 general election, which means we voted. We went out to the polls and voted for either a brand new governor or we voted to re-elect Governor Andy Beshear. And folks, Governor Andy Beshear was re-elected as Kentucky's governor. The final results for that, 693,441. That's 693,441 votes. Winning against Daniel Cameron, the Republican, 626,350 votes. Almost around 50,000 votes Andy Beshear won the race by. I thought it was a really good campaign. I think for the most part it wasn't nasty. Now, a lot of the times campaigns can get nasty and politicians can get nasty. And, you know, there was some jabs here or there, but for the most part, it was okay. I have seen worse. But it's over now. Andy Beshear is your 2023 governor, and he will be for the next 4 years. He will go back into office in December. That's when his new term starts. So let's take a listen to, because there was a speech from Andy Beshear after he won, and there was also a speech from Daniel Cameron after he lost. Wouldn't that be awful to have to give a speech after you lose something? But that's just a part of it. You have to go out there and you've got to, what they call, concede the election, which means you are publicly announcing to the world that you lost and you're congratulating the new governor. So this is Attorney General Daniel Cameron conceding the election after he lost to Andy Beshear.
Well, that didn't turn out exactly how I wanted it to. Well, look, it has been such an honor to run as the Republican nominee for governor and to run alongside someone who is the pride of Henderson County and the best-dressed man I know. The fact that he runs a dry cleaners might have something to do with that. But Robbie Mills, it's been an honor. Thank you. I promised the governor I'd be brief, so I'll be brief tonight and say thank you all. Thank you so much for your willingness and commit to this campaign and this effort.
So since you are going to be brief, I'm going to go ahead and cut you off there. But a lot of people are saying, oh, he conceded the office like you should concede the office. I mean, everybody does it. I mean, when Trump decided he didn't want to concede the election, now everybody's that goes out and concedes an election, everybody's acting like it's the greatest thing ever to concede an election. No, that's what you're supposed to do. And that sounded like a normal conceding. But this is Andy Beshear after he won the governor. And of course, the speech sounds very different than Daniel Cameron's. Take a listen.
Thank you, Kentucky! Tonight, Kentucky made a choice. A choice not to move to the right or to the left, but to move forward for every single family.
Now, I do think that Governor Andy Beshear is a very likable guy, hence why he was reelected. And I do think he's presidential material. Hear me out. I think that Governor Andy Beshear of Kentucky will run for the president of the United States in 2028. He's got all of the things that check off the boxes that a president should be. He's got the leadership qualities. He's got the look. He's got the personality. He's got the likability. In order to be a good politician, you have to be likable. If you are not a likable person, you're not going to get elected. Now, he continues his speech with some great things that he's accomplished over the last 4 years, and he talks about his hope of what the next 4 years is going to be like.
We're building the Brent Spence Companion Bridge without tolls. We're four-laning the entire Mountain Parkway. And we're pushing I-69 forward so fast that Indiana's scrambling to catch up. We're bringing clean drinking water to our counties, and we are running high-speed internet access to every home in Kentucky.
Let's go. Let's go. So there you go, folks. Andy Beshear is the new has been reelected as the governor. Now, a lot of people think that if Andy Beshear, once his term is done, he can't be governor anymore. You are incorrect. You can be governor of Kentucky for as many, many, many years as you want. The only caveat to that is you can't run again after two consecutive terms of serving as governor. So what I mean by that, when the governor election is up next in 2028, Andy Beshear can't run, but he can run in 2032 and win again and serve again. And you can do that continuously. You just have to take breaks, and you can't run more than two congruent terms together. So that was pretty interesting. A lot of people just think that once you're governor twice, that's it. Well, in Kentucky, it's not like that everywhere, but in Kentucky, it is like that. It says here, while many states have strict term limits for governors, Kentucky is one of 26 U.S. states that allow governors to serve an endless number of four-year terms. The only stipulation in Kentucky is a governor can't run for more than two consecutive terms. If a two-term governor wants to run a third time, they must wait at least one election cycle before they can run for governor once again. Since then, only three men, all Democrats, have been reelected for a second term in the Commonwealth. That is Paul Patton, Steve Beshear, and Andy Beshear. We kind of had the Bush thing going on here in Kentucky, right? With H.W. being president, George Bush being president, father, son. We have the same thing going on here in Kentucky. Andy Beshear being the son of former Governor Steve Beshear. It's quite fascinating. And I can't think of a more powerful family right now in Kentucky than the Beshears. But I think what really won him that election, what really put Andy Beshear over the top with winning the seat again as governor, is how he handled all of the chaos that happened in this Commonwealth. The flooding in eastern Kentucky, the tornadoes in western Kentucky, the way he handled the Breonna Taylor case, and the way Daniel Cameron handled the Breonna Taylor case is what made him lose. I know that rapper Jack Harlow went out and heavily got the young vote to go out and vote for Andy Beshear because he was so irritated with how Daniel Cameron represented Breonna Taylor case. You had cops that shot and killed Breonna Taylor for no reason, and Daniel Cameron didn't prosecute the cops. He didn't want to prosecute the cops. They're not in prison for it. Daniel Cameron didn't want him to be. You can't do that and expect to go in there and win the city of Louisville, or really the state for that matter. So, Daniel Cameron, you are no longer a candidate for governor. You are no longer the attorney general. So, I guess you're in the unemployment line. So, a lot of people were like, well, that's good. He got his name out there. Yeah, so did Amy McGrath. And how did that work out for her? Now, there were other things on the ballot for the election besides governor. And let's just quickly go over the results for the 2023 general election. Of course, you had the attorney general. We have a new one. Republican Russell Coleman defeated Pamela Stevenson. Secretary of State Michael Adams, the Republican, defeated Democrat Charles Wheatley. Agriculture commissioner is now Republican Jonathan Schell, defeated Sierra Enloe. Treasurer Mark Metcalf defeated Democrat Michael Bowman. Auditor is Republican Allison Ball. She defeated Democrat Kimberly Reeder. And the State House District 93 goes to Democrat Adriel Kamol, and she defeated Kyle Wayland. And that, folks, is your 2023 general election results. Thank you for all those that went out and voted, the voter turnout was poor again. I don't understand why people don't go out and vote, but everybody wants to have an opinion. Everybody wants to complain about the candidates. Well, you have no right to complain about any candidate if you did not go out last Tuesday and vote. But listen, you can always make up for it. Voting happens twice a year. In May, you will be allowed to vote again. You will be allowed to go make it right. It is not your right. It is your duty. And I've always said that. So be a good citizen. Contribute to society. If you're wondering how to contribute to society, whether it's recycling or donating blood, and you don't want to do any of that, you can still go out and vote, and that's a great way to contribute to your society. All right, folks, we still have lots more Off the Cuff with Adam Hanks coming at you live after these words. Stick with us. We will be right back.
Right now, y'all about to get lucky. The real T. Joe's about to teach you about Kentucky. Left or right, the defender doesn't trust me, but I'm going to hit the three while he's staring looking ugly. Put the three goggles up in my eye. Everybody know they liking my style.
Everybody welcome back, everybody, to Off the Cuff. Adam Banks here with you. This is Teach Me About Kentucky by Wes Grahams and Terrence Jones. A lot of people hate this song, but you know what? I actually don't mind it. I think it's kind of cool. This is Terrence Jones, former UK basketball player, singing the song.
The left side, that means we gonna be undefeated. And everybody see we be number one seeded.
Teach me back Kentucky.
Woo!
Teach me back Kentucky.
Teach me back Kentucky.
All I play is Duncan. All I play is Duncan.
Man, oh man, and I play it, folks, because Kentucky basketball is back in full swing. The Kentucky basketball season has started. We already had our first game. We defeated New Mexico 86-46, and it was the season opener. We opened the season at number 16. So we begin the season 1-0. A great start. Our next game is tomorrow against Texas A&M Commerce. Now, usually I come on before the season starts and I give a preview of the upcoming season. But I have yet to do that. I've not had time to do that. So I would like to do that now. Now, a lot of people are thinking, Adam, we've already had a game this season. Come on now. We've had one game, and it was a easy game. We knew we was going to win that one. So there is still time for me to give you my prediction of, or preview at least, the season of the Kentucky basketball Wildcats. Now, this year's team is kind of a typical Cal team. It's freshmen. We don't got a lot of experience on this team. A lot of colleges across the nation went with experiments. They went with experience because of the transfer portal. But Kentucky, they kind of went against it. They said, you know what? We've won with freshmen before. Let's do it. We've got eight of them. In fact, those young players are certainly going to dictate how this season goes. Now, Kentucky has not been to a Final Four since 2015. It is time. It is time for the Cats to get a Final Four. We need it badly. John Calipari needs it badly. I love John Calipari. I want him to be the coach of Kentucky for as long as he wants it, at least 20 years. Let's say 20 years max. I think that's a good time for Cal to go, 2029. But in order for Cal to go down in the history books as a complete bona fide legend, you gotta have two titles. You gotta have more than one. One makes you great. Two makes you a legend. Oh, it's hard to get one, but getting two, that's very difficult. And I want that for Cal. I want him to get it, and he needs it. This should be the year he gets it. I really do think this is going to be the year he gets it. Now, Kentucky hasn't advanced past the first weekend since 2019. Cal, you got to get it going, brother. I do not come on the radio, and I don't criticize you because you really didn't deserve much criticism. But this year, if you don't make it out of the first weekend, you're going to hear a lot of criticism from Adam Banks going forward. You, as a matter of fact, Coach Cal, you have to get us to the Final Four this year. You are coaching the top-tier college basketball program in the world. You have to get us to a Final Four. You've not done it since 2015. I don't know when the last, that's a long time. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, that's almost 10 years. When's the last time we went that long without a Final Four? I know that was probably back in the Tubby times, and we fired him. So you've seen how that happened. So you need it. You need it. Calipari, he still has 5 seasons beyond this one on that mega contract of his that he signed back in 2019, but much of UK's fan base has been restless. They call that Cal fatigue. A lot of people back in 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, they thought Calipari hung the moon. Nowadays, it's changed. You know what will change and reverse it back to being in your favor, Cal? Getting to a Final Four, winning ball games. Having a winning season is great. Winning the SEC tournament is great. But nothing pacifies the fans more than a Final Four. So you want that? You got it. Now, the freshmen this year, the 8 that we have, they're not as hyped as what John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, they wasn't as hyped as what Devin Booker and Tyler Ulis or Anthony Davis or Carl Anthony Towns was. That's why I don't feel like this is going to be the year we win a national championship. I don't. So what I would like to do, but I do think we'll go to a Final Four, but what I would like to do, instead of going through the schedule game by game, I'm just going to talk about the games that we're going to lose. The rest of the games that I don't mention, I think that we will win those. But here are the games that I think we're going to lose this year. We're going to lose our first game against Kansas, and that game's coming up in a couple of weeks. Then we have Miami. I think Miami will be a loss. The Hurricanes are absolutely capable of coming into Rupp Arena and upsetting the Wildcats. So look for that to be an upset against the Cats. I think our third loss is going to be against Texas A&M, which will be at Texas A&M. A&M has one of the most experienced teams in the nation. They have lengthy guards. They have a solid front court. They're going to give Kentucky a lot of problems. That's going to be an L on this year's schedule. The next loss is going to come at Arkansas. Now, this may be the most talented team Eric Musselman has had with the Hogs. Eric Musselman has done decent with the Hogs since he's been there. 2 Elite Eights, a Sweet 16. I think that this is his most talented team. We've lost to Arkansas with worse teams than what he has this year. That's why I think it's going to be another loss. The next loss is going to be Gonzaga. Surprisingly, the Wildcats bounce back pretty good, and they usually play well against teams, but I think this year it's not going to be a win for them. At Auburn is going to be their next loss. I think this will be another surprise loss on the road. Any team could beat UK. Any team can beat any other team. But I think that this is just going to be a surprise loss, and the next loss will be Auburn. At Tennessee will be the final loss that we will take, besides the tournament, of course. And that is going to close out the regular season. And that loss will possibly keep the Wildcats out of first place in the SEC tournament. So the final record prediction for the Wildcats this year, I'm going to say, is 24-7. We're going to go 4-4. And we're going to go win the SEC championship. And then our final standing at the end of the season will be a Final Four, which I feel like will pacify the fans. I really do think we'll pacify the fans. But before we take Off the Cuff Song of the Week, I do want to give the folks Off the Cuff's bankable bet. It's called Adam's Bankable Bet, and that's a play off of my name, last name Banks. Therefore, you got to get in there and make a play off of it. So it's a 4-pick parlay. You're going to take New Mexico +6.5 against St. Mary, Air Force -8.5 against LIU, Duke -5 against Arizona, and Purdue -26.5 against Morehead State. That is a basketball parlay, which means that's the first college basketball parlay of the year. So I've done decent with college parlay so far, so you can bank on that bet, ladies and gentlemen. But let's take Off the Cuff's Song of the Week, and it's another oldie. I know how the fans and the listeners love the old school music, so how about another tune from the high school days? Let's listen to a little Good Charlotte, the anthem. We'll be back after the song. Wade says on the show thread that this is not considered an Odie. I said anything over 20 years is considered an Odie. And this was like 2003. But Wade's saying it ain't really an Odie unless it's like the 60s. Now that is what you call ancient, Wade, is the 60s. But nonetheless, before we took the song of the week break, we were talking about the start of the Kentucky basketball season. Kentucky's such a great state to watch basketball in. You've got the Cards, you've got the Wildcats, you've got Western Kentucky's decent, Morehead State, my alma mater, is decent. Louisville used to be one of those schools that was considered a top 10 program in the country. Nowadays, they wouldn't even scrape the top 50. Now, overall, historically, yes, I would put Louisville in the top 10 greatest college basketball programs of all time. But like I said, as of late, no. And it all is because of the horrid job that Kenny Payne has done with the Cards. Kenny Payne come from New York City as an assistant with the Knicks, and everybody thought he was going to be great because he was an assistant under John Calipari. It doesn't matter what you do as an assistant. It's a different ballgame when you take on the role as a head coach. It seems that Kenny Payne is going to continue his trend of losing at Louisville. Remember, he finished the Louisville season last year with only 4 wins. And I said, if he doesn't get at least 5, he should be fired. And he didn't get 5 wins. He got 4 wins at his first year at Louisville, which was the worst record in modern history for any Louisville basketball team. He went 4-28 overall, 2-18 in the conference, folks. 2-18 in the conference. Now, Kenny Payne, this year, it's a brand new year, right? New slate. Go on, knock him dead, Kenny Payne. He starts out the season. Before the season starts, he has an exhibition game with Kentucky Wesleyan and loses to Kentucky Wesleyan 71-68. And then he has his first game last Monday to UMBC. Remember the team that upset Virginia in the NCAA tournament back in the day? He won that game by 1 point. He trailed the entire game, but won the game by 1 point, and it was because UMBC missed a free throw. Had UMBC made a free throw, they would have went to overtime, and UMBC would have probably beat them. Their next game is going to be tomorrow against Chattanooga at 7 p.m. I promise you, he's going to lose that game. I will be shocked if Kenny Payne, again, wins 5 seasons. In order, or 5 games, in order for Kenny Payne to make up for what he did at his first year at Louisville, is he needs to take this year's Louisville team to a national championship or to the NCAA tournament. Now, not just make the NCAA tournament, but he needs to get past the first round. And he needs to do this because of how horrid his first season was. Now, that's not going to happen because in order to make the NCAA tournament, you have to have a winning record. You have to have at least 23, 24 wins. Kenny Payne ain't going to do that. He'll be lucky to scrape away with 10 wins. Or he's got to win the ACC tournament. That ain't happening. That's not happening. And then if he doesn't make it to the NCAA tournament or pass the first round, he needs to be fired. As a matter of fact, I would have fired him if he would have lost against UMBC on Monday night. But who knows what would have happened if he would have lost? He didn't. He scraped away with just a 1 point win. But it begs the question, who would the Cardinals replace Kenny Payne with? Coaching in college is so important. You can't win in college basketball without a good coach. So I have made a list of who I feel like would be good replacements for Kenny Payne if he decides to, well, if they decide to fire Kenny Payne. My first choice that I think Louisville should go after is Eric Musselman. He has spent the last 4 years at Arkansas. He's went to 2 Elite Eights and a Sweet 16. He's on track of going to another Elite Eight, possibly a Final Four this year. He's made a huge name for himself over the last 4 or 5 years. Eric Musselman has. He's in his 40s. He's still young enough to take the Cards to where they need to be and where they should be. Bruce Pearl is another coach that I would look at if I was considering a coaching change. He has been with Auburn for 10 years. He took Auburn to a Final Four. When was the last time that happened? Overall, he's 187 and a 111 at Auburn. Pretty good record. My next choice, if those two turned it down, would be Kelvin Sampson. He's been on a roll for the last several years. He's went to a Final Four. He's went to Elite Eight, Sweet 16s. He is a really good coach. The only thing that would maybe not be in favor of Kelvin Sampson being the coach is he is 68 years old. That's old. I'll take that back. That's not old. But I think that Louisville needs somebody a little younger to coach their squad. And then finally, if he didn't turn it down, well, I've got two more here. Dana Altman at Oregon. I think he would probably be somebody that I would look into. He's been to two Final Fours. And then finally, a lot of people might laugh at me when I say this, but Tony Bennett from Virginia would be somebody that I would look into to coach the University of Louisville. Now, Tony Bennett, he doesn't match the style that Louisville is used to playing. Tony Bennett's very boring. He's very slow-paced. But you know what? Louisville is in a different era. Louisville has a different administration. They're not going to go after people like Rick Pitino. They're not going to go after people like Bruce Pearl. They might not even go after people like Eric Musselman. People like Tony Bennett is who they would go for. Because Tony Bennett is a corporate dream to be your coach. He's going to go by the book. He has a great demeanor. He has a great rapport with the fans. And you know what? He can win basketball. It might be a very boring game, but he can still win basketball. He won a national title. So I do think that those would be great choices for the Cards. Now, are they going to fire Kenny Payne? They should. Have they yet? No. Will they? I'm pretty sure on it. So they're going to have to make a decision sooner or later. All right, folks, we have one more segment to go right here on Off the Cuff with Adam Banks. Stick with us. We will be right back. Off the Cuff. Adam Banks here with you. Last segment of the hour. Off the Cuff's quote of the week comes from a very popular author, Maya Angelou, who was an American memoirist, poet, and civil rights activist. She published 7 autobiographies, 3 books of essays, several books of poetry, and is credited with a list of plays, movies, and television shows spanning over 50 years. And the quote is this. Maya Angelou says, "I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel." Think about how true that is in life with anybody. Like teachers, for instance. You're not really going to remember what a teacher taught you, but you will remember how they made you feel. I remember my teachers. I remember every single one of y'all from kindergarten to 12th grade. I don't really remember what you taught me, but I do remember how each one of you made me feel. Some good, some bad. Some made me feel less than. Some made me feel like I was on top of the world. I don't think people realize how important it is in education to treat students with respect. But those kids grow up one day. They become adults. And some of them might grow up one day to have their own platform. So be careful of how you treat people. And that's really with anything. A lot of the times when I meet people, I don't really remember what they said to me. But I do remember how they made me feel. And that's what's important. Always treat people well. Always treat people with respect. And you can't go wrong with it. And that, folks, is Off the Cuff's quote of the week. We got Thanksgiving coming up in just a couple of weeks. Next week on the show, I want to tell everybody that it's going to be another Overtones Live collaboration show. We will be live in the studio next Thursday, me and Renee Cobb. We're going to have some guest on from the Josie Music Awards. They were people who won awards at the Josies. They're going to come in and they're going to bring their trophies and they're going to talk with Renee and I next week on the collab show number 3. And then the week after that is Thanksgiving. And I haven't decided yet, but I think I'm going to do a replay for that week. So right now is our only chance to talk about Thanksgiving. So before we go really quick, I just want to have a little conversation about Thanksgiving. And in particularly, I want to talk about family time. Now, you guys are all prepping for Thanksgiving. Whatever your tradition is, have at it. Most people have family over for Thanksgiving, and they have dinner with their family. Now, not all family is great. We love them sometimes just because they are our family. There's a lot of toxic things that our family can do, and it can make us feel a certain type of way. So I just want to talk about the toxic things you should make sure you are not doing at Thanksgiving dinner. You don't want to be that toxic person. So I'm going to tell you some things that you should make sure you are not doing at Thanksgiving dinner. Make sure that you're not the person that comes to the dinner with nothing in your hand and you take home 90% of the food that's there. At least bring something. Napkins, forks, plates, a case of pop. Bring something if you're going to dinner. Don't just show up empty-handed and expect to leave with food and leftovers. That's toxic behavior. That shouldn't be accepted behavior. Man, woman, whatever. Bring something. Don't bail on your responsibility is another thing you should make sure you're not doing. If you are responsible for bringing a dessert, bring a dessert. Because what happens if you don't bring the dessert and everybody thought that they were relying on you to do it? If you were assigned to bring a case of pop and you don't bring the pop, who's to say that somebody else is going to bring it? It was your responsibility. Don't bail on your responsibility. Find out what your responsibility is at Thanksgiving dinner and make sure you follow through. Also, something you need to make sure that you're not doing at Thanksgiving dinner is you don't need to forget that you are not at your own house watching football. So don't be hitting other people's TV. Don't be screaming at the top of your lungs. Some of the greatest games of the football season is on during Thanksgiving. Fans can get really passionate. Remember, it's not your house. Be courteous to the homeowners and their things. Don't be getting drunk or high at Thanksgiving dinner. What could go wrong, right? Don't sit at the head of the table and monopolize conversations. You should be respectful at where you sit during Thanksgiving. The head of the table, it's an unwritten rule. That should belong to the head of the household. And if you do decide to sit at the head of the table, they give you permission or you just happen to just sit there, don't be the one thinking that you, just because you're at the head of the table, you are the one that should be monopolizing the conversation. No, make sure that you're having great conversation and you're not talking about anything controversial, politics, religion, things like that. Keep it off of the subjects for Thanksgiving. Just be mindful of it. And last of all, be mindful of who you bring to dinner. Mama, Papa might have a new boyfriend, girlfriend. Okay, that's going to be hard for the family to accept. Aunt Judy, Uncle Roger might have a new boyfriend, girlfriend after that your favorite aunt just died. Be mindful of who you bring to Thanksgiving dinner because there's other people there that could be upset about it. Thanksgiving is the one day that you have to spend with your family and for everything to go great. Don't mess it up by bringing somebody that don't belong there, somebody that nobody likes, somebody that somebody has a problem with. Just be mindful of who you bring as a guest in somebody else's home. It's just being a good person. All right, folks, that pretty much wraps up another episode of Off the Cuff with Adam Banks. If you like what you heard today, you'll probably like our previous episodes. You can check out all of our episodes on podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you stream podcast. You can follow the show on social media at Off the Cuff with Adam Banks. We're on TikTok. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. You can follow me, the host, on social media at The Adam Banks. We release new episodes every Thursday live from 4 to 5 right here on WLXU 93.9 FM, which means we will be back same time, same place. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Adam Banks, and this is Off the Cuff. I'll catch you down the road.